Left-wing politicians jeered at rally for murdered Jewish woman. By Chris Tomlinson on April 27, 2021. Former French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner was booed at a rally in support of murdered Jewish woman Sarah Halimi, whose alleged killer was not charged due to his heavy marijuana use. An estimated 20,000 people took to the streets of Paris on Sunday to protest the lack of a trial for the man who allegedly murdered 65-year-old Sarah Halimi in 2017. It is claimed, by pushing her out of the window of her Paris apartment while shouting Allahu Akbar. Several protests in support of Halimi were held in other cities in France, such as Montpellier, according to a report by the French weekly magazine L'Obs. Protests were also held in Israel, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Former Interior Minister Christophe Castaner, a leading member of Emmanuel Macron's La République en Marche, LREM, also attended the rally and was reportedly booed by participants, according to a tweet from French journalist Rémi Buissine. The protest came after Paris's top court ruled that Kobi Ali Traoré, Halimi's alleged killer, would not face trial in connection with the murder, upholding previous court rulings that had determined Traoré's excessive marijuana use had triggered a delirious episode and he was not criminally responsible. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo announced that a street in the city would be named after Halimi. President of LICRA, the International League Against Racism and Anti-Semitism, Mario Stasi had reportedly asked for a street to be named after Halimi following the top court ruling. Mayor Hidalgo called for a trial in the case of Halimi and said during the Paris protest, "Anti-Semitism is a plague. It is a scourge that undermines the foundations of our republic." French alternative news blog Eftesouche claims Hidalgo was also booed at the rally, citing social media video recorded at the scene. Francis Calafat of the Jewish group CRIF had previously commented on Halimi's case, saying, "We do not understand the determination and procrastination that consistently seeks to turn this killer into a demented person, when he is a murderer whose presumed detention doesn't even hide his hateful anti-Semitism."